Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 10th, 2018. In today's news, one of India's tallest skyscrapers is headed toward completion. Six construction workers in Iran were killed when an elevator fell 20 stories. Chicago subway station plans are being criticized for adding too few escalators and no elevators. And city officials in Kelowna, Canada, have approved a height variance for a new high-rise building.
At 300 meters tall and 80 stories, Spira will become one of the tallest buildings in India, and developer Supertech Limited expects it to be complete in 2 years, the Hindustan Times reports. Part of the Supernova development in Noida, Spira will contain 600 studio apartments and 250 other residential units, along with offices, hotels, stores, and an array of high-end amenities, including high-tech and high-speed elevators, according to contractor Arabian Construction Company. In September, construction had reached the 59th floor on Spira, and approximately 100 residents had moved into their homes in the 44-story, 180-meter-tall Nova East and West Towers. Supertech said it is developing 80,000 flats at 50 locations across northern India.
An elevator at a construction site in the Chitgar district of Tehran plummeted more than 20 stories, according to unofficial reports, on September 4th, killing six workers, the Associated Press reports, citing information from Iran's Islamic Republic News Agency. One official said three Iranians and three Afghans were killed. The incident is under investigation.
The Chicago Transit Authority, or CTA, said an escalator from platform to mezzanine will be installed as part of the modernization of three of its Blue Line subway stations between the Loop and O'Hare International Airport, but one critic contends that is not enough, the Chicago Tribune reports. Dating to the early 1950s, the Grand, Chicago, and Division stations under Milwaukee Avenue will get cosmetic upgrades along with one escalator each. There will be no escalators from mezzanine to sidewalk and no elevators, a plan that F.K. Plaus, Director of Communications for rail finance company Corridor Capital LLC, says is unacceptable. CTA agreed additional escalators and elevators are needed, but said there is no money for them. All CTA stations are scheduled to become Americans with Disabilities Act compliant by 2038.
The City Council in Kelowna, Canada, approved a height variance for the Mission Group's Brooklyn Tower that will allow it to reach 26 stories, making it the city's fifth tallest building, Kelowna Capital News reports. The planning department in the city, located in the Okanagan region of British Columbia, praised the design of the tower's top three floors and said it will make a positive contribution to the skyline. Mission Group plans to build two additional towers of unspecified height on the downtown site. Brooklyn will contain 178 residential units, and sales are set to start this month.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.